Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Out of the frying pan, right into the fire. Everything's in pockets this evening, and there'll be a lot of this theme this week. We continue our coverage of financial results coming from our big banks. You recall we spoke to Mary Vilagazi, CEO of First Rand, last week, and now we drill down. We also spoke to Ashburton, CEO Duzi Ndlovu, and we drill down to another one of First Rand's subsidiaries, FNB. Tonight, speaking with Harry Killen, the CEO. Welcome to Kaya Biz, Harry. Thank you so much for joining us to discuss the FY 2024 results to June. How are you this evening?
Good evening, Sierra. Thank you for having me on the call, and good evening to your listeners.
Indeed. So, like at the group level, we saw volume growth in terms of customers, slightly stymied a bit by sharp impairment increases and impairment charge increases. And I'm just curious to have a bit of a sense of how that came into play in the South African market, or at least in the FNB retail market in particular.
Certainly. So, for FNB, that was up 50%. So, if you give it in rand terms,
yes,
it went from about 6.5 billion to over 10 billion rand of impairment charge for the 12 months to June.
Mm.
Now, yeah, that resulted in FNB, including its our subsidiaries in Africa, to be 1% up. And people ask me, how do you feel about the results? I said, given the environment we're in, I think we feel that it's actually a solid set of results. I mean, barring the impairments, we've actually had good operational performance. Now, impairments, you've got to look at relative to when you actually have, when you write the business. The business is written, impairments will normally follow through, is what they term technically origination strain. We had actually started writing business post-COVID, but much later than post-COVID. So we're actually coming off a lower base in our previous financial year. So if you were the 50% increase, I think it's marginally ahead of what we'd expected, but what they call on the top peak, slightly ahead of where we peaked, but we think we have largely peaked in our retail impairments.
Okay, so you're jumping ahead to the question I wanted to ask you, which is how long does this take to normalize in your mind? I wanted to also indicate, of course, we do see deposits kind of offset the worst of it, 10% growth, relatively steady. But how long does this take to normalize in your mind to a point where NPLs and credit loss ratios are starting to look a little bit more like long-term averages? I imagine our expected sort of singular 25 basis point cut won't be all that it takes to assist even a more of a dovish cycle into the end of the year. So is this a 6-month journey or 12-month journey?
I think if you were, it's probably 12 months, given, as you said, we're expecting rate cuts, but from a FNB perspective, we're expecting 325 basis points, and so that's 75 basis points. 2 this year, 1 next year. So,
yes.
I mean, you're right, the 25 is not going to make a significant dent, but if you think about an average home loan customer, I think the 25 basis points reduction will be noticed. And the more important piece of that is actually, it's more of a signal around confidence, and confidence does matter into the economy. But I think it will take some time, given the interest rates and inflation was high for so long. It'll be 12 months for sure. But I think it's not going to increase. That's what I'm saying. It's largely, the peak is behind us, but I don't think it'll be a substantial decline just yet.
Okay. Let's talk about some good news here, Harry. Faster retail growth in Africa ex-SA, 8% as compared to the 4% growth we saw overall, albeit from a lower base to 2.2 million customers. Any particular regions that stand out for you there?
I mean, our largest regions are still Namibia, Botswana, Eswatini. But we do have growth businesses, Ghana, for example, Zambia, for example, as well. So we did see higher digit growth, but those are much lower base. So it's largely growth coming off from our larger subsidiaries, which are the three I mentioned earlier, Namibia, Botswana, Eswatini.
And the other thing that I found to be quite interesting was the growth in your private bank business, a little faster than
the rest, 5% growth to 1.76 million. This is for those uninitiated, people over earning over 600,000 rand per year. You've focused quite a bit on the advancement of the high end of the business, the wealthier segment. And does that look to you to be more resilient than the broader base of clientele?
So the first question, in terms of focus, our customers that we term is personal, below 600,000. Actually, the volume of our customers are there. They are about 6.84 million. So just over 6.8 million customers. That grew 4%. So I think the differential between the 4 and 5, not significant. As you can see, it's a 4% growth on a much bigger base. F&B actually participates in the entire economy, the business, individuals. So we always look at having product sets and propositions in terms of servicing customer needs, their financial needs in particular. So we would like to service all of our customer sets, irrespective of where they come in from the income continuum or income earning capacity. So yes, and some of the growth in the private would be also some customers actually, as they move up the earning, their needs change. And then we would also what they call upgrade a customer to a different product set. But that also is coming from the personal to the product as customers' income increases.
I know we have to let you go, Harry. I have a final question, and you can choose if you want to focus on one half of it or the other. I want to talk a little bit about non-interest revenue, particularly on the insurance side and your fee reductions, your less than inflation, below inflation increases in fees and fee reductions, particularly as PayShap is concerned. I'm curious to know whether the PayShap offering has really created aggressive growth in that 4% increase in your personal book. And if you have anything you'd like to share with us around the insurance side.
So on the PayShap, not particularly PayShap itself, is more the real-time clearing. So you're right, we gave about R1 billion back in fees to our customer and reducing fees predominantly in payments. The payment volume, real-time volume, with the fee reduction, we did see going up at 34%. So you can see it does resonate with customers in terms of volume growth. Our total fee and commission income was 4%. And you're quite right in saying the focus on our insurance business, and in particular the success of our life insurance business,
yes,
that profits are up 14%. So overall, our total NRR is 5%, but the fee and commission was in particular 4%. Okay. That was impacted by the R1 billion giveaway.
Got you. Well, all in all, it sounds as though the group, but in particular F&B, doing very well. Excited to see the Pan-African growth and all the best with a slightly eased environment on the monetary side.
Yes, and I keep on telling my staff as well as individuals, we are seeing green shoots. You can see a sort of changing sentiment, etc. So, we do think it's the forward-looking prognosis is better than what we were probably 12 months ago.
Absolutely. I'm getting that from almost every CEO I've spoken to in this cycle of results, which is, the first post-GNU. So economically, not just monetary policy-wise, everybody seems to be feeling a little stronger. All righty.
That's true.
Harry Killen, thank you. You too, CEO of FNB there, giving us a perspective of the bank and where it stands after the FY 2024 results. I think we've got a good sense of what's happening in the First Rand stable. We would obviously like to have a better understanding of what's happening across the board in terms of the financial sector. And that'll be our next conversation with PwC Africa's banking and capital markets leader, Francois Prinsloo, talking to us about how the South African banking sector has performed in the first half of 2024.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.